Rainey eyed the rookie, still puffed up like a rooster at the lunch counter. She said, "I think Chucky's scared shitless of me now." Frank and Doug laughed again. Then Frank leaned forward, a gleam in his old blue eyes as he started fishing for real gossip.
"Shep must like having more help," he said meaningfully.
Rainey eyed the bait, then refused the offer. "All sheriffs like getting people willing to work for free," she said neutrally. It was true enough. Bakersville's modest budget allowed for only one full-time sheriff and two full-time officers, Rainey and Luke Hayes. The other six patrolmen were strictly volunteers. They not only donated their time for free, but they paid for their own training, uniforms, vests, and guns. Lots of small towns used this system. After all, the majority of calls dealt with domestic disputes and crimes against property. Nothing a few good people with level heads couldn't handle.
"I hear Shep is cutting back his hours," Doug prompted.
"I don't keep track."
"Come on, Rainey. Everyone knows Shep and Sandy are having their differences. Is he working on patching things up? Getting more comfortable with his wife having a job?"
"I just write up civil incidents, Frank. No spying for the taxpayers here."
"Oh, give us a hint." "We're going to the barber shop next, you know. Walt gives free haircuts if you provide fresh news."
Rainey rolled her eyes. "Walt already knows more than I do. Who do you think we call for information?"
"Walt does know everything," Frank grumbled. "Maybe we should open up a barber shop. Hell, any kind of moron ought to be able to cut hair."
Rainey looked down at the two men's hands, twisted from a lifetime of hard work and swollen by a decade of arthritis.
"I'd come in," she said bravely. "See there, Doug? We could also pick up chicks."
Doug was impressed. He began contemplating the details, and Rainey decided it was time to exit stage right. She swiveled back around in her booth with a parting smile, then glanced at her watch. 1:30 p.m. No calls coming in, no reports from the morning to be written up. An unusually slow morning in an already slow town. She looked at Chucky, whose cheeks had to be aching from that smile.
"Wrap it up, rookie,"
she muttered, and drummed her fingertips restlessly.